The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was the chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead, climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When Jesus reached the place, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And Zacchaeus came down quickly and received Jesus with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and he said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, as I began Mass, we're continuing our journey with Jesus to Jerusalem. We're in the Gospel of St. Luke. We began this journey in August in the 9th chapter when it was recorded that he set his face like flint towards Jerusalem, to the cross. And really, if you think about Luke's gospel, Luke, of course, was a companion to St. Paul, and it's a travel log. It's a travel log all the way to Jerusalem. Today, we're in Jericho. He intended to pass through it, but he got interrupted by a man. And Jericho is about 18 miles away from Jerusalem. So as I said last weekend, it's about the distance between Andover and El Dorado. Andover and El Dorado is about 18 miles. So today we hear the name of one of the peoples that the Lord was introduced to. You know, we've met a lot of people, but not by name. But today it's Zacchaeus of Jericho, Zacchaeus. Throughout the Gospels, if you've ever noticed, the rich and the wealthy, they haven't fared very well. Oftentimes, they are being pointed out by the Lord. For instance, the rich fool in the parable of the man who built all the barns and the grain and all those sort of things, and then he died and leaving it to nobody. Or the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, who is at the front door. Or the lament of Jesus over the rich, who he said that it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. So it seems like our Lord is kind of picking on the rich in some ways. But today we're introduced to a wealthy man by the name of Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus is curious. In fact, he's kind of anxious to meet the Lord. And he runs, climbs a sycamore tree because he is short. So he's the patron saint for anybody who's vertically challenged, I guess you could say. So what can we learn from Zacchaeus? What can we learn? So first of all, I think we can learn from him is that we need to disregard other people's opinions of ourselves. Zacchaeus, a man of nobility. He was rich. He was a person of position. He was the chief tax collector. And yet, he was willing to do whatever was necessary to meet our Lord Jesus. Now, running, let alone climbing a tree, is not something a grown man does every day. It's not something you see very often. Now, you might see a young man do that, but not an older man. And yet, Zacchaeus was willing to do whatever was necessary, even if he looked silly, in order to meet Jesus. For ourselves, it might be a reflection of, what am I willing to do to meet Jesus? Am I willing to disregard other people's opinion to follow Jesus? Second take-home message might be that Zacchaeus was both surprised and humbled that Jesus stopped and invited himself to Zacchaeus' home. Our Lord does the same thing with us. He invites himself into our lives, giving us the choice whether we're going to accept that invitation or not. How does he do it? Well, he encourages us to pray every day, but it's still our choice whether we're going to choose to do that. Our Lord invites himself, especially through the sacraments, every Sunday, and yet it's our choice whether we're going to participate. Our Lord also invites us to be able to see him in other people, our family, our friends, the idiots out on the road. They're the hard ones, aren't they? Yeah. And yet our Lord is saying, no, there's something to be learned here. Even in the people that we might find irritating, there's something that I want to teach you. I am present even in the joys and also the irritations of your life. Finally, Zacchaeus seems to have an understanding of his responsibilities of the gifts that he has been given. Zacchaeus is a good steward of his gifts. Our Lord doesn't condemn him for being wealthy or having a position, being gifted, but rather Zacchaeus understands that there's a certain responsibility to that. For those of us who are rich monetarily, we have a responsibility to serve the poor. For those of us who are rich in our time, we have a responsibility to share our time, especially in prayer and service. One of the things I've noticed as a pastor is as a parishioner enters into the late afternoon or the evening of their life, they're not able to do the same things that they were able to do in the morning of their life. And they say, well, what good can I do? Well, oftentimes at this point of your life, you are the prayer warrior. You're the interceder for those of us who are out in the world in the midst of all of this. Now we need for you to use your time to pray for us. And for those who have abilities and talents, perhaps this is a talent of being an accountant or a banker, a lawyer or a musician. You have to develop those talents. So I think about our musicians and our choir members. Every Wednesday they practice, they cultivate those gifts so that they can share them with us here on Sunday. And by the way, you guys blew it. I caught you. I sang the Kyrie, and you guys sing pretty good. So Aid is going to be out in the gathering space taking down names for the choir. But if you think about it, all the gifts that you've been given, you have to continue to use them and cultivate them. Now, one of the things that my family told me that I have the gift of is being a ham. I am able to get up in front of people and to do public speaking. That's not something everyone can do, but it's been a gift that the Lord has given me. But I have to cultivate it. I have to work at it. The homilies that I give, I start on Monday. In fact, I'll probably start this afternoon just by reading the readings for next weekend and start working with them and practicing the homilies. So all of our gifts that have been given to us, just like Zacchaeus, we have to cultivate them and share them. Today, as we continue to walk with Jesus to Jerusalem, we're reminded that all of creation is loved by God, both the rich and the poor, both those who are really tall and those who are really short. Our Lord has left no one behind or excluded anyone from his love. All are invited, but will we accept this invitation?